Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us His grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of His kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
All right, let's lift our heads and just thank the Lord and give Him praise. We honor you, Father. We honor you, Father. We honor you. We honor you. Go ahead and thank Him and honor Him. Magnify His name. Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' gracious name we worship. Let's be seated. So I was avoiding one of my mentors called those days, because anytime he calls me, it is, "When are you getting married?" He would not say, that was not the deal. You know what the deal was? He said, "As I'm anointing you a pastor, you will not waste time. You are the first person I'm anointing that is yet to married." So he was scared that he would hear. So one time I asked him, I said, "Sir, why do you want me to marry? Why do I have to marry?" Paul did not marry. He laughed. He said, "Do you want to be like Paul?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "Shut up." He said, "Do you want to marry or not? Talk. Let's speak a word." I just said, "No, I want to marry one day." He said, "Okay. So you want to marry? You really want to marry?" I said, "Yes." He said, "Why do you want to marry?" I said, "For the ministry." I started looking for an excuse. He said, "Just marry, Jerry. It will help you to think straight." I said, "Sir, I'm thinking very straight." He said, "My friend, shut your mouth and do what I'm telling you. It will help you to think straight." I said, "Sir, but I'm thinking straight." He said, "Okay, marry is a command." Hallelujah to Jesus. So, it's happening. Idolaters. I was talking to Rose, who is married to Pastor Benson. It wasn't a while I called her to console her, because I promised her that this marriage she will enjoy it very well, which she is. And I promised her that military is not the way she thinks. The husband will have time for her. So it's not seeming like that right now. And I had to call her and tell her that I was actually saying the truth. One day we'll have time for each other. So I called her and was trying to console her. You know? Because she shared her fears that time. And now it's seeming so. The husband, they've not spent 2 months. I'm not sure they've spent any successful 2 months since after they got married. You know what I mean by successful 2 months? Like 2 months in a stretch. You know? So I was like, "Don't worry. People don't die in here. All this thing you are seeing on TV that people are dying, it's not easy to die as a soldier." And it's true. I said, "The dead is not the way you are thinking it, though. A bullet does not kill people in here. He is under the covenant. He will come back. So rejoice." And I said, "But what are your challenges in this bag?" Knowing some of the challenges, I was waiting to hear what she would say. "See, sir, these soldiers, they are shameless. Oh, I said, talk to me. He says, they're asking us out. She don't want to say asking me out. They asking some of my friends. I said, what of you? She started laughing. I said, are they married? She said, yes. Senior officer, she said, yes. It's a normal thing. Asking junior officer's wife that the officer is in Maiduguri. That means such a man is like David before David. That is praying for the husband. Do you understand? You can imagine human beings. Somebody's husband is in Maiduguri. Something you call you. I say, I appreciate you, madam. Just take it easy. You are asking out. And I told her, please forgive these people. That's how shameless they can be, some of them. I told her that. Now say homosexuals. You know, the funniest thing is that America is trying to legalize these things. It is legalized. Right now, there's a guy who is a governor of a Muslim state. What's that state in the U.S.? Sorry, not a Muslim state. A Muslim guy who is a governor of his state. Is it New York? And recently, he just confirmed an appointment of a transgender appointee. He appointed his transgender. From man, he became a woman. All right, so the guy was given an appointment. So I was like, what kind of a... Yeah, human being is this one. You see, these are the people fighting Trump. That is, they are making you hate Trump. No, them and CNN are in connection. The wrong narrative most of you have about Trump is not even what Trump is. It's what CNN have sold to you and his haters. You don't know how powerful the media is. You don't know how powerful media is, right? Media can make you like the person that will kill you and make you hate the person that is sent to help you. One of the closest way I like to explain media is Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi. All of you here think Ronaldo has pride because that's what the media sold to you. Some of us that have done in-depth study, we found out that the opposite is the case. The Lord give you understanding. Now, we're not arguing. Let's continue. Please, focus on me. Some Messi fan now will lose it and say, I'm not hearing this gospel. I'm angry now. All right, forget that one. Let's leave that one. Forget it. Media is very powerful. You know, sometimes I hate Trump. They say, why do you hate Trump? Talk the truth. Most Nigerians hate Trump for one reason, nothing else. Should I tell you the reason? He says it's blocking road for them to jackpot. Finish. You don't ever have shame. Somebody say, go back to your country. You don't have to carry your load and go back and say, hey, me too, I'll go back to my country. I have country. You're angry. Is it your country? I came to my house, I said, you go back to your house, I want to arrange something in my house. You're angry with me that I say you should not come to my house again. But I told you I want to arrange my house. But since we have suffered so much in Nigeria that we see breakthrough to American visa is breakthrough. When a man of God stands on the stage and says, this year the Lord will favor you, hear people, amen, fire. You look at their hand, what are they holding? Visa proposal. Some of them have put it under the rug on the stage. They call it altar. They will put it under there. So that man of God imagine it every time. Imagine everything that. Those days in church, we were trying to clean church. We open church. Come and see without permission of pastor. Contract letters. They put it, that man of God just be matching the devil that is stopping it. Be matching. The man of God was shocked when he saw it. Why were they able to smuggle these papers? When they came to church, nobody was watching. They don't chuck it, chop, chop. That's breakthrough for a Nigerian, for most Africans. They say, well, your visa has been approved. Hey, whoa! Jesus, Igwe! Then on Sunday, praise Master Jesus! I want to thank God. I have been applying for 9 years. But last service, the man of God say, this year is your year of favor. And God, year of flight. And God has said this year I will take my first flight. Jesus, Igwe! Kai. Poverty is dangerous. Kai. See, except your mind has been flooded with the light of God's word, you will see all of these things like breakthrough. When we talk, some people think we are just saying carnally devised fables. Like when I tell people I have no appetite to travel out. No single appetite. They think I'm joking. Give me money to travel out and see. You understand what I'm trying to say? Just give me money. I will join it to finish the project in church. If I finish it, I will not change a car and be in Nigeria. Or invest in a business. It will shock you. Until the Lord gives me a special word, I say, Simon, I want you to visit this country or do this. I have no single appetite. I was joking the other day, telling you guys, even my daughter will force me to travel out. And I thank God for that. When she's growing up, I'll say, you first me. Although maybe we'll lie to her. I think we'll have to make an arrangement for that. I said, while I was in the U.S. with your mom. It's not like I'm being foolish. There is no single appetite. Because I'm not a poor man trying to be rich. I'm not a disadvantaged human being. No. I have touched the highest place of civilization. When I sit with white men, I don't talk like a lowlife. I teach them where they need to learn, I teach them. Where I need to learn, I learn. There is no black brain or white brain. It's the skin. And it does not mean that it is a degradation for us. That we are degraded. No! Do you understand what I'm trying to say? There's no appetite to do anything outside the will of God. No single appetite. My favorite place to be is the will of God. My best place to be is the will of God. The sufferness in the will of God is sweet to me. The Lord give you understanding. Paul said, I've learned to endure in seasons of plenty and seasons of small. What a champion. At the end of that scripture, he said, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. He can endure any season. That's what Paul is trying to explain. He can do all things. All things. He said, I've learned to manage in seasons of plenty and seasons of small. When he doesn't have garri to eat, he will change it to fasting. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And when there is garri to drink, he does not necessarily crave for fried rice. And when there's fried rice, he does not glory in garri. You know what I'm trying to talk about? I have money to eat good food, I eat good food. I don't go for bad food. Don't think that as I'm saying this, I mean that when you have money to buy fried rice, buy plenty of garri. No. No. He just said, I've learned to endure in seasons of plenty and seasons of small. Meaning sometimes when he goes for mission and there's no so much food there, he manages with what the people have. That's what Paul was speaking in terms of ministry. Not the so-called ministers that will say, when you grow, I will come for the ministration. They invited somebody. He said, budget 5 million. He said, sir, we have just 2 million. They even try for you. They have 2 million. We want to build church. We'll give you our 2 million. For what? Will you not close down this church? Imagine I said, sorry, church, our 3 million we want to lay foundation. I moved 2 million and I gave somebody that came and sang for 10 minutes. Different meetings will be happening. You'll be hearing that people are doing meeting on my head. Imagine I carry that thing is misplaced priority. God forbid, but thing. If I share, give you people two million to share in this choir now, is it not far better? You will love me more. They will sing a love song for Prophet Simon. And it's so funny because we have people who are laboring. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Laboring. See the years they are spending to labor. There's somebody who stand up and say, because you are bringing Jesus, you are carrying Jesus' grave, you are coming to open Jesus' grave and the resurrection to happen at the same time. And who determines the impact? The preacher. Well, the truth is that there's time for everything. Maybe if we grow to a point that there's really need for such a thing to happen, we'll give at that point and there will be no stress. But not at this point. When I hear some young preachers complain that somebody charged them, I used to laugh. Is it that one trouble? Wait till can you invite that kind of person? You are trusting God for a hall. You are budgeting 800,000 for somebody you invite when you have not paid for hall. Misplaced priority. The program you are even having said may not even generate 200,000. Then you finish now, you start crying to God, oh God of Abraham, God thinks you are stupid. Because wisdom is profitable to what? Direct. Hallelujah to Jesus. So crazy things are happening. Like I said, I was in the homosexuals. They are trying to legalize it now in the US. Fighting for that. I mean, human beings sit down and they try to legislate the fact that men should marry men and women should marry women. Think about it. As intelligent as you are seated, all of you here, imagine somebody stood up, wore suit, went somewhere to argue that man should marry man, that Ed should marry Pastor Phil. As I talk this thing and they feel like separating their self, he feel like running to that side now as I'm talking. Imagine that kind of rubbish. There was a woman, Kamala Harris? Sounds like Kamala Harris. She was in Ghana, crying. I mean, it would have been better if she was legislating for Amala. I tell you the truth. But she was there legislating for men to marry men. And women, she was crying that the Ghanaian government should allow people to follow their will. So she cried. I love one black Ghanaian man that stood up, oh my God, full of the fire of the Holy Ghost. He said, man, we've heard your sincere plea, but we are not that kind of people. Blasted her. She started crying. Stood up and went back to her US. She now continued campaigning with people that smoke weed, you know. One of her campaigns, she went to people that smoke weed. She said, if you vote me, I will legalize ganja. Yes, she now went to the devil worshippers and said, if you vote me, I'll make sure men marry men. She was one time her campaign was full of the Church of Satan. They were campaigning her. And we here, because of skin color, are bragging. And the first black vice president achievement. People are talking about the fact that they discover light and the rest. You are talking about first black. What is wrong with you? Now she has finished. What happened? God gave you a man. You saw via prophecy. They prophesied the coming of Trump. You are waiting for one man to come and be giving you a visa so that you'll be hiding in every part of their nation. Their nation, their country are full. Did you hear what I said? Their country are full. And they found out that you people are very plenty. They want to repair their country. I say you should come back to your own country and fix it. Do you know that Nigeria will become better if they push all people from US to come back here? See, think about it. Imagine they push all our people from US, from UK. I say everybody that is in Nigeria, come back to your country. Your country is in pain. Oh my God. That pain alone will make everybody enter the road. You hear, we no go agree. It will be, do you understand what I'm trying to say? But you are there, you are just, in fact, some of them are there, they are supporting Tinubu. Because they are there. If they pursue them, they would have not done. They don't know what we are dealing with fuel in this. They think it's a joke. Fuel now is how much? And people are not merciful. You just high fuel, they high everything. What a country. That as your transport is getting higher, your food price too is getting higher. Rice have gone up. Even Gary has gone up. Even Piotr has gone up. 1 minute to go up. Where? Even Zobo. Jesus Christ. Oh, my dear Zobo. It has gone up. But man must work. Do you understand? The kind of resilience we have. Tenacity we have in this country. I don't think any other country has one. You know, one of the funniest things with Nigerians, you will think the thing is paying them till you see comedy. You see this fair price? The day went up, that evening, they started creating comedy. Skits. What a blessed nation. nor Sodomites. You know who Sodomites are? Think of all the things that happened in Sodom and Gomorrah. All those pool party people. If you had ever gone to a pool party, you were part of these people. You are not part again. You were part of them. What is our party that will say we are all adults in this place? Sodomites. One of the activities of Sodomites is Big Brother Niger. They are one of the hub of Sodomites. If you have a sister that, or brother that wants to go there, warning you, we will not campaign for you. We will preach against that person. You be in this church. If you pepper, you will leave. Sodomites. Kazami. Like how some people will say, bad things. Are you hearing me? They are not complaining about Sodomites. It's about church. Go to High Level every evening and see the kind of music. There's one place that is even old school music. I saw it one night. Every night, you just see them arranging the place. They are very consistent, very dedicated. Every evening, they are saying arranging the canopy. They'll be playing their Lucky Dube, their Bob Marley, all these old generation songs. So that all those old men that don't like what people are singing will now go and sit there and be remembering those days that they were partying and be partying now. They did not close it though. They say it's not a problem. They now left everything and said it's church. Church! You know, I got offended that last time Peter Obi had an interview. Not because he's not a good candidate. If Peter Obi come today, I'll cast my vote for him. Now he's not, he says, don't separate church and politics. Which one is separate church and politics? See good person. We'll see the person is good. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? The pastor should not talk who they will vote. But they should talk who they will snap with Abi. I will vote him. Till tomorrow I will vote him. But I will still stand by my word. That interview was a rubbish interview. In fact, you should be wiser than that to me. But people, the only remnant supporting you are going to make them angry. Who will vote for you in Kano? Who will vote for you in Jigawa? Who will vote for you, Sokoto? Let's talk through. They would rather vote for a cow. Have you seen that post? Somebody say, I'd rather vote for a cow than vote for Peter Obi. We that are shouting your name, you came and you hit us on our head. They ask you, what is the problem of Nigeria? You still slap us again. Something that did not concern us. How does problem of Nigeria connect with all night? You don't talk about people who are blocking road to pray 5 times a day because you don't have mind. You know, this thing is see finish. Oh? If in Christianity, for instance, we say if you talk against us, we'll blow your eye. You think anybody will talk. We just say, just call Jesus one. Just call Jesus 2 times and see. If you pass this street, if you not die. People like threats. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? As we are talking now, all of us, if we enter Kano, we will not talk anything about Muhammad. All of us, as we are making our like this, if we enter Kano, we will behave like saints. Am I lying? See, I'm pretending. You see these people now in Kano. You see Christopher in Kano. Say, you say, hello, Christopher. Allah, wa ba. Because we are scared. We don't want trouble. You say, hello, Auzubillah. You don't want trouble. Because they are not joking. They were... One time I was watching a video, I think it's on Facebook. Christians, was it? They dressed in a certain way. In one of these northern states. They were praying, no, they did not stand. When they finished the prayer, they started running towards the direction of the Christians. They said they will kill them. And they akash Jesus, throwing stone. During one of these, their fasting, of course, they saw a guy and a girl in keke. They were not kissing or doing anything bad. They were just together in keke. They started stoning the keke man and the people inside. They were stoning them. I said, these are animals. There was one that happened recently that they beat up a lady for not tying her tie. I'm sure some of you saw that. They beat her up, not tying her tie. You know, We have grown. Those days were in the barrack. We used to go and revenge for all these things. Let me tell you the story. You touch, oh my God. You touch us. There's one club they used to call it Islamia United. Islamia United. Footballers, they can do those kind of funny things. When we play ball with them, they like rough. So we used to go and buy iron stores. We too were timing them. If they are coming, we'll just be setting our leg. See, all their legs are broken. If they beat any Christian, you will see us plan the person will catch them later and revenge. See, they were not neutralized. For some of them started coming to church. Brotherly love was now, you know, by force brotherly love. That was barrack. You cannot come and be behaving like a tout in the barracks. That was before. Of course, now we have seen the light. If they come and try to kill us now, we'll kill them back. We have seen the light. Hallelujah to Jesus. Don't you think I'm joking? That I'm passing the Muslim is bringing a stone. If I hold a pistol, I'll bullet you like this. Boy! And I'll say, oh, Allah, Akbar. It simply means God is great. Yes. Why? Oh, Allah, Akbar. Hallelujah. Why? Glory. Some people say, I'll die for righteousness. He the one wine death. See, don't be stupid. Say, blessed are those that perish. Shut up. When did you start reading Bible? You have some opportunity to perish somebody you want to perish. The God that was making Israel win battle is still the God we serve. All these songs people used to sing, I don't know that you understand. Mighty man in battle. You'll be thinking spiritual battle. Spiritual battle, yeah. How many spiritual battles do we have to fight? Go and see where they call him mighty man in battle in scripture. It was after physical war. Why do you think if you are looking for him in that, you don't see him there. He's physical. Mighty man in battle. Mighty man in battle. Mighty man, you are the mighty man. Quack. When the head is on the ground, oh, you are mighty in battle. See, what is prophet preaching? Spiritual. Nothing physical. Do you understand? You are in your family, full of human carries God last and does like this. You now say, Jesus, receive my soul. If we catch you in the day of parousia, we will flog you again for doing that rubbish. What do you do? What is wrong with the hole you are holding? Those days we used to say nobody runs faster than a football. Let me break it down for you. You want to, somebody is holding cutlass to kill you. You are holding hose, stone him. Let's see which one has speed. When he's touching the place, you rush him. You know, I was telling my wife a story yesterday. She said she heard barrack boys were brutal. Was I brutal? I said, no. She said, Pastor Simon, tell me the truth. Were you brutal in the barracks? I said, just once. I've been sincere. Maybe 2-3 times. I can't remember those ones, but I remember just once. There was this guy that wanted to beat me. They told him that he can beat me. They inspired him that he can beat me. You know why? He's a Muslim. I don't know how they get inspired like that. His girlfriend wrote me a letter in school, a love letter. I did not beg her for it. I did not do anything for it. I didn't deserve it. But she wrote it. And I collected the letter and I read it. I did not even reply. Then she started buying me snacks during break. Every time during break, they've brought me snacks. So I was eating. He made a way where there seems to be no way. A lot of times, maybe. Then he heard. Because she now told him that she's found somebody. You know, girls can be funny, small children. She went and told him she's found somebody. When there was no agreement. And this guy came with boys to block me in the barrack. So thank God my friends were very stubborn boys. And they were around me too. They now say he's not even ashamed. He's coming to meet somebody that his girlfriend is dying for. He got offended and said he'll catch me 1-on-1. Then one day I was going to school, he caught me 1-on-1. And he said, today I will kill you. Nobody will save you. I knew I can beat this boy. But I was wondering why he has mind like this. So, you know the funniest thing he did? He now kept his bag. He was going to school too. He wanted to remove his shirt. That was the mistake he made. So as he was removing the shirt, I rushed him with EFS. As I gave a bulb, he was entering the gutter and I blew him. For a 5 seconds, he didn't move. So people started saying, Jesus, Simon, don't kill him. Oh, Simon, don't kill him. I actually touched him. When he shake, I say he never died. So I just moved to school. Hallelujah to Jesus. So we have some skills. Oh. And I've not forgotten those skills. You know, I still have some skills right now. And everything worked together for our good. When Peter was born again, he had some skills. He did not throw away his skills. Ah! Are you catching something tonight? You would think it's not Rema. Look at how you are looking at me. Some of you grew in Okpoga, you have some skills. What were you using to hunt rats? Don't throw those skills away. Because we're in a country that things are just getting messed up. Look at what is happening in Jos. See, if I want to concentrate on Jos, I will not preach till the year it runs out. If I'm watching, I have to restrict myself from the videos. I will not be able to say anything. I'll just be writing chronicles of insult for the president. I can't believe it. There's a young man I saw almost my age crying for his son. I will never forget that video. He said he doesn't want to see the coffin. When they leave, he will now go and open it and carry the boy. He was crying. They killed a small boy like that. That's even this year. What? Did you see children that they removed their hand? Small children. Such a people, the president is supposed to go and throw bomb in their camp. Bomb and finish them. Yet they still have mind to say herders, farmers. Clash. Then you think you just sit down and not be prepared. Then they come and kill you. The people that died, what happened? Did anything happen? Even their house might by fire, by force, they built the house. Talk less of anything happening. From people who have money, mind that even the money they gave them, they chop the money. We are talking now. There's this guy, Alex Barbie or something like that. Recently at Kwande, right? Legislating for us. You see him frustrated. The majority are sounding foolish. There must be room for criticism in any government. Hallelujah to Jesus. There must be room. Else you can never be better. See how America is. Very stable. They are criticizing Trump. He has never locked anybody up. All these cowards in Niger State are big cows. If somebody talks, he has locked him up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Somebody criticizes him, the governor of Niger. He locked the person up. Other governors too criticize him. They put him in prison. Because their father is the one that owns the country. Hallelujah to Jesus. So that is why you don't joke. You don't give your life to chance. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Be intact spiritually. Be okay physically. To the best that you can. Nobody is saying go and buy a gun. But to the best. If it was legal, why not? I would have preached 7 needs for a gun if it was legal. 7 needs, not 700. But it's not legal. So go and get set with your cutlass and machete and the rest of them. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Let me even show you something very important. This is not part of the message, but I'll just show you. Do you know David? I was studying and I found out that David used to kill Goliath. Was it Judges 20:16? It was actually a weapon of war. Yes. Is it Judges? Check Judges 20:16 for me before you come back here. It was a serious weapon of war. He didn't know how to use the other things that the king was using. He was more used with that thing. I've forgotten the name. What's the name? Sleek. It was a serious weapon. Me, I thought the thing was not so powerful. In fact, at the point I was thinking it's catapult. I found that soldiers were using it. He said, everyone could sling a stone at a hair's breadth and not miss. Meaning your hair will be like this. You'll swing it. It will hit that hair. Oh my God. So David had mastered the art of swinging and not missing. I know we are shouting grace, but you see what made grace work so easily? His skills. He had a skill. I've been telling you for 2 years now, I have a skill. We are shouting grace, but there was action. He had been working hard first. And he made it for easy for grace to what? Find expression. But remember, he did not say, I come to you with my skills. He said, I come to you in the name of the Lord. Meaning he didn't trust in his skill and in his ability not to miss. But he also knew that he knew how to time somebody's head. According to the research I made, when that stone hits you, it goes into it. In fact, it will not. It will. They say it entered the Goliath's brain. It entered. It's like a bullet. Pew, pwah. It did not fall. It entered. I hope you are learning. It's not everything they'll be telling you. There's a part of scripture I was reading. The Bible says Jesus told them to take their knives and go and preach. Have you seen it? Huh? Can you remind me if you know it? He told them to carry, because he knew they were passing dangerous places to go and preach. They may probably find Fulani men on the road. So he told them to take their distance. Or they may probably find bandits. Doesn't mean you should be left-handed. Hallelujah to Jesus. But are you learning something tonight? This is for a reason. Go back to where we were. Let's continue the kingdom teaching. You know, there's something I'm going to tell you about my call time. I don't want to tell you now. I've seen it several times in vision. Even my wife, I've not told her. But I understand my call. I understand the complicacy of this call. And I know that whatever I'm talking, how I'm talking is not a coincidence. When the Lord began to reveal it to me, I just understood. I understood. Hallelujah to Jesus. Not sodomite. But these things, the world are trying to legalize it. The world wants us to see it as a norm. You know, what happens in this Big Brother Niger is that when you begin to watch it, the program, the aim of the program is that Satan wants us to be watching it, and in our heart it should be normal that this should be a way of life. That's what Satan is suggesting through that program to a lot of young people. Anytime you see rubbish on social media, Satan inspired those people to behave like that so that he can paint a picture to a generation that is yet unborn or a generation rising that this is how life should be. Now, if somebody hears me talking about we're about to give birth to Jesus, let's start with Moses. Satan knew that this one will come and save Israel from captivity for more than 400 years. Satan was not okay that after 400 years the people should be free. I don't know that you get what I'm trying to explain to you. After 400 years of slavery, he's not still wanting those people to be free. What kind of a demon and demonic devil is that? After 400 years, a people should not be free. And they give birth to a guy who has prospect. The realtors will understand what I'm trying to say now. He has prospect to change the narrative. It has been prophesied concerning him. Some of you think only men of God see. Demons too see. Babalawo saw for Pharaoh. He said, Pharaoh, word of knowledge. I have seen that a boy has been given birth. They are celebrating the boy in the supernatural. I am seeing demons shivering. The demons that, and you know, the Babalawo got the information from the prince of darkness that ruled over Egypt. because he subjected them through a civilization. Are you people catching what I'm trying to say? I feel like I'm sounding apostolic. Well, let's move. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So, these Babalawos people know that you say your forefathers, it's not your forefathers they talk to. They talk to certain demons that have subjected your village for a long period of time. So the demons employ them as caretakers. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And they pass that responsibility from one generation to another. So when they say the God of our forefathers, they align to you. So that those Babalawos saw is that a boy called Moses will arise. And he will take. So from birth, they've seen the destiny already in the realm of the spirit. That guy will come and finish you, Pharaoh. Pharaoh say, ah, really? Say yes. In fact, he has done it already. The only way out is to get the boy now and pick him out. Then I say, you know, ask them, who is the boy? They say, ah, that one now is hard. That's where God steps in. They will not be able to know who the person is. That one is hard for them. He said, okay, since they just gave birth to that boy, any boy from so-so-age, kill all of them. It's here that you now fear God. They were killing and killing and killing and killing and killing. But that one, and they put him in a river. Guess who took care of the boy? The one that sent people to kill. God said, ah, you want to kill this boy? I will take care of him. You will fear this God. Is it this God? No, it's nobody. When we say there is no one like you, God, we know what we are saying. Nobody. See, now you are looking at all the prospects and you are wondering whether you will fail. Yeah, yeah. See your face. You are wondering whether you fail. Why will you fail? So if you are looking like, you cannot fail.
Yes, sir.
You know this God? If he plays the card and it's done. Nobody, if God plays chess, he will finish playing. He will finish winning you before you start. In fact, he has won before he began. Say, God, let's play. We're like, I've won. You just say amen. Because he knows everything. Pharaoh was trying to kill all the children. He said, Pharaoh, okay, train the boy. Use your money on him. When he's done, he'll kill you. Ah! What a God we serve. Pharaoh's daughter came and said, I want to train this boy. He's a cute Egyptian. Blah, 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 blah. Guess what God now did? He now made sure that Moses' sister became his what? Nanny. Somebody say favor. Pharaoh spent all his money. The boy, all his secrets. And his wealth. The boy knew everything about Pharaoh. Then when it was time, God now said, hey, come out. Come out from there. Now let me show you something powerful. Do you know that Moses never had a vision that he's an Israelite? He never had a vision that God has destined him to be the one to remove Israel from captivity. He never had any obvious encounter. Hey, talk to me, church. The Bible never told us he had any obvious encounter, except he left Egypt. After he left Egypt, they had the encounter of the burning bush. Before that time, he never had any clear encounter. Guess what? There was just a desire, a pull, a spiritual pull. He was not just okay with the status quo. He will be passing and seeing they are beating the Israelites. His spirit will not be okay. It did not occur to him that he's actually sent. He's an Israelite that has been sent to release these people. It was not said to him, but he was just dissatisfied at the status quo. He didn't like they were beating the Israelites. At a point, because of that, he now fought somebody trying to beat an Israelite and kill the person. Are you here now? And they reported him, but forget about that report and etc. Of course, that was terrible because the people he sent to save are now against him. But what am I trying to say? That sometimes you may not have any clear encounter that this is what you are supposed to do. But you just observe that you find joy doing this thing. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? You find joy doing that. This is how to discover purpose. You just look at something, you are not okay with it. You just feel the thing can be better. When you see sick people, you cannot pass well. One of the days I started knowing that I was called. When I see sick people, I'll just go and sit far and be looking at them. I'll look at them, then I'll start crying. I'll be saying, I wish. That's how it was happening to me. So what am I trying to say? You know, some of you want a terrible encounter. Boom! Lord will just appear and an angel will fall. Bam! Hey. Listen, take your stuff. Now you've been called after a meeting in the third heavens. And we have decided that today is your day of ordination. Now walk with me, two steps. Now you've been sent. It's always US. To the US. To liberate God's people. And to make sure that the mantle of Smith Wigglesworth is resurrected. Thus says the Lord. You know, have you heard anybody that said he sent me to Okboga? Or Okboku? Or Agatu? Or Vandikia? It's like God have retired from sending people there. It's always UK, US, Australia, Abuja, Canada. Are you here tonight? And so the Bible says, by faith, Moses refused to be called the son of Pharaoh. He said, I'm in riches. I'm in UK. But God said I should stay in Africa. I have the opportunity. God said I should stay in Africa. God told me to come. If you cannot imagine this thing, you need to pray. If you cannot imagine yourself leaving UK back to Africa, God needs to help your heart. You are far from kingdom. No jokes. That God tells you, hey, Richard, stand up. Stand up. Now you are going back to Abia. From UK, you are going back to Abia. And I'm going to resurrect. Meanwhile, there are like three businesses established. And they have prospects. Richie Foods, Richie Fabrics, Richie. And you're like, God, you don't care about my business. He said, carry your wife and children. They are part of the calling. You're like, eh? Do you know God can do that? He told Abraham, stand up from your father's house. Abraham says, Sarah, pack some of our money. He said, leave everything, move. He said, He said, just be going. I don't know why in this generation God wants to give that kind of instruction again. That stand up from your father's house and be going. This day's instruction is always, apply a visa. Even the calls, especially with our singers, before you know, they have applied a visa and say, well, I'm trusting God to be in the UK soon. We are going to have a meeting in this place. The Lord, I'm feeling a leading to enter the next phase of ministry. What is next phase of ministry? Paul's next phase of ministry was from a city to another city. It was not because the city was better. It was the fact that this other city have not heard the gospel. So Paul will follow from KB to Birining KB. Because he just finished KB now. He's entering Birining KB. These people don't understand what I'm trying to explain. I'm teaching you the God of the Bible. Not the God of 21st century ministry. There was a city Paul was entering. He said, I've already died before I would have killed me. Even Paul could not speak so much strong. He said, I've died first. I'm already in chains. I've put my hand. He knew he was entering Rome. He knew how Roman soldiers were wicked and how they hated Jesus. He said, I'm ready. He said, for some of you, in fact, a prophet came to him and said, hey, Paul, if you enter there, you will die. When the same Paul don't enter, Paul stood up and said, I'm entering. He said, for the Lord Jesus himself appeared to me and told me to enter. It was risky. God told somebody to enter. Risky. I have a friend in Meduguri that left US. Meduguri. I was speaking to him. My team, remember? 1 hour, I laid on the ground. After the call, I was just crying and praying. I said, God. At a point, I didn't want to hear him again. I said, anytime you're passing my call, I'll just give you my. You'll just be talking. We'll be crying. Just be telling us your story. He said, Pastor, I have money. I was one of the, was it Karat? He said he fought, he represented Nigeria, blah, 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 blah. He said, I had this money. I was in the U.S. I was staying there. The Lord told me to stand up and go to Meduguri. That he has called me to go and preach the word in Meduguri. He said, I did not come with my son. I left my son in Abuja, although I brought him back. He's schooling there. When he's done, whatever the Lord wants to do with him, he will do with him. But for me, I'm fulfilling the Lord's mandate. He said, Pastor, as I'm speaking to you, I think he got sick at a point. God has helped him, I guess. He said, I have raised over 500, I've sponsored over 500 Muslims who are now Christians, and some of them are pastors. He now asked me, are you seeing some Fulani pastors on Facebook recently and the rest? I said, yes, sir. He said, some of them are from our school of ministry. Have you seen those people? He said, they are the one discipling them. They go there, preach when they receive, they bring them, disciple them in all this Equa school of ministry and the rest, and the guys come out with fire, some of them. He said, that's why some of them are that brutal the way they are brutal. This gospel is powerful than any stupid believer. It is the power of God. You throw this gospel like a missile in any place that they think Jesus is stupid, he will still catch some people there. The gospel is the power of God unto what? Salvation. What? That's why I tell you, see, it is good to go and invite. But sometimes your evangelism should not just be, we want to invite you. So it should grow beyond, we want to invite you to listen to me for 3 minutes. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Open them up to the gospel. He said, if I be lifted up, I will draw what? All men to myself. He's talking about the revelation, the Amplifier said, if I be lifted up on the cross, meaning if I be revealed as a Christ, that revelation has the potency to draw all men. He even said, and verse 19 of Romans, 2 Corinthians said, he said, and God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not counting their sins against them. And he said to us, as he gave him the word, the same ministry of reconciliation. What was God using to reconcile men to himself? The revelation of the Christ. God was in Christ. So today, if you truly understand your place in Christ, God will be flowing through you. More like he will choke his hand through your life and be catching people. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? He will just be flowing through you. As long as you are like the Christ, you are standing as a conduit through which God will be dragging people into the kingdom. As you teach the word of God and as you live your life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? And this is what Satan wants to alter. He doesn't want us to arrive there. He wants to frustrate the word of God on our inside. He wants us not to believe the revelation that makes for us being like Christ. The seed of God was sown in your heart. The revelation of Christ sown in your heart. He wants to make sure that you disbelieve it. And so Jesus is telling us that it has to go beyond just trying to escape from the earth into heaven, to bring in the kingdom to the earth. And that all forms of unrighteousness. And that is why we can gladly and all agree that the gospel that says whatever you do in the flesh does not matter, it's not from the Messiah. Because it stands on the way of the kingdom. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain to you? It stands on the way of the kingdom. That if a people will be able to stand and inherit this kingdom to the earth, that those people must stand like Christ, proven with the fruit of righteousness. Because he has said in his word, if you know me, you will not what? But he wants us to come to a point that's in our life and say and agree and say things like this with this testimony. I mean, well, we have known the word of God. Why are we still in sin? He wants us to come to that point. I know God's word. Why am I still doing this? I know God's word. That's what Satan wants you to ask in your mind. But he's a liar. He brings trials. And some of you don't know that one of the trials could be even the loss of the flesh. I'm not talking about the loss of the eyes. Because many times Christians, they are not schooled in that area. I was speaking to some young boys. I said, we don't like to touch that. And it has been destroying most young people. A lot of young people. I told them that the Holy Spirit gave us the ability to restrict our appetite. I don't know how to call it now. Our desire. Just for one woman. But I told them, listen. Because some Christians, they believe that when you are growing, as you are growing as a man or as a woman, and suddenly you find yourself having these feelings, then you are a sinner. Jesus said, it's not what goes into the heart of a man that makes him what? Unclean. It is what goes what? That simply means you come to a point. That's why biology calls it puberty. To be in the state called puberty does not mean you are a sinner automatically. Are you able to get what I'm trying to explain to you? But at that point, if you don't understand the gospel, you will not be able to curtail your emotions. As the thing is just rising, it you just allow it go to any direction. And that's why what God has given us is called what? The spirit of what? Self-control. That you are able to curtail your emotions when you get to those stages of life. So if we're not taught these things now, when they begin to rise, some people start feeling like they are sinners already. Some will just allow it flow in any direction, and Satan will make them feel guilty. I don't know that people are getting trying to explain to you. I read this many years ago and it changed my life. I remember how one of my friends was talking to me and said, he said, if God kills such a desire, how did they give birth to you? How did they give birth to your father? How did the man of God give? He said, he doesn't. But he gives you the ability to contain it for one woman who is your wife. Lord, help me. Then he told me, he said, prophet, start making people understand that even though they feel so, it is not for anybody, it is for their wife. And let them be okay that it is only supposed to be for their wife. I don't know that people are getting what I'm trying to say. You know, I was going one time and I was talking to a young boy that came to me. He said, sir, I want you to lay hands on me so that I will not be having some kind of desires. I said, what kind of desire? He said, the devil wants to destroy the move of God in my life. He's making me just desire. I said, listen. Satan has already mesmerized your mind. He's making you feel that all of these desires are automatically evil. I said to him, if you start thinking like that, you start channeling that desire in your head for a certain lady. You see yourself imagining nonsense in your head. I said, for every time, firstly, make up your mind that there's such a time in your life that you experience puberty. And when it arises, don't see it as an abnormality. Just understand that it is a phase of life and refuse to imagine. You know, if you see it like this, the imaginations will not come. It's deeper than your understanding. But if you are thinking you are fighting a demonic thing, that's when you start seeing demonic imagination. You see a lady, you may see a man in your head. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why you see people are fighting a battle that was never existing. They are fighting things that don't exist. I'm trying to curtail myself not to go as deep as I want to explain these things to you. And that's why you find out over 90% of Christians are fighting these things. Why are they fighting it? Are we that stupid? There's a misunderstanding somewhere. That Satan is leveraging on. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Why is it that they say, they believe that there's people that have sat down and have calculated and said more Christians are addicted to pornography than unbelievers? Did you observe that when you are an unbeliever, you are not fighting the flesh like you are fighting the flesh today? How many of you remember when you were not born again? Some of the things you are fighting today, you are not fighting. Because you were not on the defensive already. But most Christians are on the defensive. They want to defend themselves from something. What if what you want to defend yourself from was a normal phase of life? I don't know that you're getting what I'm trying to say. But if you're trying to defend now, Satan will start amplifying it. Before you know, when those feelings rise, he will put a man in your thoughts. He will put a woman in your thoughts. You know, I've been careful to teach this for a while because I think when I was meditating, I told myself some people may misunderstand me. But I hope you are not misunderstanding me tonight. I hope you are not. That's why sometimes you hear even apostles sometimes they'll be teaching and tell you I struggle with lust. You hear great men of God teaching and telling you I struggle with lust. And trust Satan and he will make you feel really guilty. But while you were being taught in school, what did they tell you? Did they tell you that was a sin? Huh? Were you taught in biology that was a sin? That the stage of puberty and all of those things was a sin? Before you know, some people will carry their phone and they are trying to find out certain things. Because parents did not rush to teach them. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Churches were shying away from the topic. We are now dealing with the issue when it's become worse. At that point now, we have the impetus to call it secret sins. Hallelujah to Jesus. I want you guys to resurrect from every path of weakness in your life. That's why I'm bringing this teaching this evening. You are not a weak being. No, you are not weak. I started by asking how many people smoke here. Still here. I'm telling you the truth. Many Christians don't do these things. Satan has used one side to capture them. Is it a coincidence? Is it that powerful? Is Satan that powerful? That one side of our lives. Haba. It's not that powerful. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's not that powerful. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You know, I was reading 1 Corinthians 7 where Paul was speaking how that he said, don't you know that I am a man too and I burn sometimes too? And I said, if I taught teach this somewhere, so you would be like, yeah, but it's in the Bible. Have you ever read it? Huh? But did he marry? He didn't marry for that reason? He said it more like a normal thing. To his generation, he felt like they should understand he's speaking about a normal thing. He said, me too, I'm a human being. God created me the way he created you. I meet it too sometimes. My body whatsoever. He said, but if you cannot be like me, go and marry you. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Go and read it in 1 Corinthians 7. But did he permit that whatever feeling he was having on himself should control his life? No. And that's why he told us one of the fruit of the Spirit is what? Self-control. So, desire that fruit of the Spirit. You know, sometimes I see some Christians trying to fight something and yet they are losing. They're like, if you want to break laws, fast 30 days. 30 days. 30 days. When you fast 30 days, be reading Psalms, so and so. You know what Psalms is? That the word of God is in my heart so that I will not sin. So you just come in the morning. I've put your word in my heart so that I will not sin. You will sin. You are saying, I have put your word in my heart so that I will not sin. Thank you, Jesus. I have put your word. Put the word. They did not say be saying you have put the word in you. Put the word. What is the word? I have been bought with a price. I'm born again. I'm full of the Holy Spirit. I've been dead with Christ. I'm resurrected unto glory. The old nature of sin is gone. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? That's the word you are putting in your heart. If I shout, I'm killing. That's how you're killing the spirit of loss. Finish and go and go back to the scene. You've heard some people say, sir, after the 2 weeks fast, I broke it with what I was struggling with. I broke it, sir. Sir, what is happening to me? That means the demon over my life, over my assignment. That assignment is so powerful. That's why the demon is that powerful. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You abstain from food to become more hotter spiritually, only to finish abstaining so that you become a better tool for Satan to use. So that your fasting is supposed to help for God's glory, help for the ministry of Satan to find expression. I told one brother one time, I may sound crazy. I said, brother, eat, for the battle is far. I said, eat, let me teach you the Bible. The journey is far. Eat. Sister, I've been fasting. I don't know. One was crying. I checked his videos. When I checked the videos of Facebook, I said, man of God, eat. I said, if you don't have food, if you cannot buy it, I'll just take you somewhere, let's eat something. He said, he went and ate. I said, are you feeling okay now? You okay? Take a Bible. Let's talk. I said, breaking the word to him. I said, it's not potters. It's your place in Christ. He said, there are potters you reach. When you get into that potters, I said, we're in the potters of potters. If any man be in Christ. Because I saw his video talking about potters, dimensions. I said, we're in the dimensions of dimensions. We are seated fire. Far above principalities and powers. I said the victory, brother, is here, not in you. It's here. It's in the heart. We win in our hearts. The battlefield is the mind. Where they are doing like this and like this is in the heart. You lose here, you lose physically. I see some people trying to curtail the flesh. They are beating their flesh. Oh, you flesh. When you are done beating the flesh, it will disappoint you. If here is not okay, it will never be okay. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why I'm putting these ideas in your heart. What has control over your body is your school of thought. It must rise from your mind. Are you listening to me? So that is why demons, as powerful as they are, they want to subject you, but through wrong ideologies, they are selling wrong imaginations, creating wrong pictures in your heart. They know they are as powerful as the lies in your heart you are believing. If you don't believe their lies, they are very useless. I don't care how the demon called Laviata looks in the spirit. We don't even know how, need to know whether she's bigger than this building. She's as useless as we not believing her lies. Do you get what I'm trying to say? As long as we say Laviata lies is not, she can't have anything to do with lust and us. But they walk through deception. Look at even Jesus. Satan tried his luck. He tried his luck. See how he tempted Jesus. My God, that guy is cunning and skillful. See what he told Jesus. He knew Jesus was hungry. He said, if you are son of God, turn stone into bread. Turn stone into bread. He wanted to know whether Jesus was normal like every other human being upon the face of the earth. He has been hearing the rumor that he has been saying he's the Messiah. You know, one time my friend was speaking. He said something that really blessed me. He said, do you know how many times Jesus called himself the Son of God on the earth? He said, do you want to tell me Satan did not hear that? Read the Bible. I and the Father are one. He that has seen me has seen the one that has sent. Everybody was hearing that. Before Abraham was, I am. They carried stone. Those guys were filled with demons. Demons, and all of them heard everything. But Satan, when he heard that, he was not moved. How did I know Satan was not moved? Satan did not believe it. At the end of the scripture, the Bible said, after Jesus was dead, buried, and resurrected, he said, if I had known, I would have not crucified the Lord of glory. The guy did not even know. Because several times he said, ought not the Savior ought to suffer and enter into his glory? He said, no one. He spoke about how that he would give himself to death, and in 3 days, he said all those things. Satan did not believe one thing. Because Satan even tried him. And when Satan tried him, Satan found out. He didn't behave like everybody. Welcome. Are you here now? Okay. He didn't behave like everybody. Hallelujah to Jesus. But Satan did not still believe he was the Son of God. If you are the Son of God, change stone to bread. If he was a desperate Son of God. You know that song that I told you that is wrong? We are desperate people. We want more. Go and check desperation. It is something sponsored by fear. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? We are not supposed to be sponsored by fear. Act based on fear. We are supposed to act from rest, not fear. If you are a desperate person to prove that you are a son, you would have changed it. After all of those talks against you, people did not believe in you, you fasted 40 days and 40 nights. You are feeling like you can fly like a bird. You know what happens to us when we fast now? You know, if you fast, you really feel like the anointing will be very easy to dispense. Jesus fasted 40 days. You can tell the intensity of the anointing. But when he was done fasting, the Bible says he went to the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. We are fasting. When we finish, we want to go and display. Satan said, are you the Son of God? Change stone to bread. He did not change. No point to prove to anybody. He could feel the anointing so concentrated upon his body. If you are Son of God, change stone. Some people would have been like, who has fasted 40 days? In a generation where we like to brag about those things, imagine we're given the opportunity. Some people would have been like this. Can you see it now? Power, jam power. Jesus just passed. He said, I'll let it slide. Next, the Bible said, he quoted scripture. If you cast yourself upon his stone, if you throw yourself, up, he will not over allow his angels to allow you cast, hit your leg on his stone. You know, that was the temptation Satan used to tempt people that enter lions then that die. Have you heard stories like that? The same temptation. What did Jesus tell him? He said, we will have understand this thing beyond just basic muscle. We are entering into the deeper part of this calculus. Not just using the polynomial method, which most of you know. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? He said, now we're getting into the deeper side. How many of you are science students here? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Then he said to him, thou shalt not test the Lord your God. So, there's an understanding we have gained that this thing you are doing now is more like testing God. I will not test him, even though the scripture have said that. I don't need to test him to prove the scripture. The scripture is yea and amen. If I'm in a situation, a wrong situation, he will truly not allow me to hit my leg on this stone. But I will not put myself in a situation to test God. He moved to the next one. He said, the way everybody is against you, Pilate, everybody, Herod. I even had the time you called Herod a fox and the rest. These guys are against you. What will happen now is that if you can bow to me, I will give you all the glories of this world. Satan is not moved with all this confession. There are times he'll come and prove all of this your confession. I'm bought with a price. God's own, he'll just move. Forget them. And I said, they talk. They go, someone fall now. Down there, they had to fall. Now, this night, self will fall. But that's not you. In the name of Jesus, I say, that's not you. If not, all the things Jesus said, he bragged about. These guys, they had mind. The last one was the one that offered me. He said, if you worship me, I'll give you all the glory of this world. You are telling somebody that called himself God that if you worship me. Meaning, he was not truly sure. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Of course, he has actually messed Nazareth, that he even said, can anything good come out from Nazareth? He has messed that city up. And they say, Jesus is from Nazareth. Away street. And he's like, what? Forget that nothing good can come out from that place. Forget about it. And Jesus is the same person, that is God. They are telling God Almighty, the person that has threatened your life from the beginning, blah, 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 and has made you like this, is the one that is walking like that. He didn't believe. He said, worship me. He put Jesus on the line. Are you begin on the fence? Are you begin what I'm trying to say? More like want to see whether Jesus will trade relevance for earthly pleasure. Most people, this is the last part phase that Satan used to catch them, get them down. And the worship now, the whole thing is the way they said it in scripture. That thing happened for our learning. The thing Satan is telling them, worship me like this, and I'll give you the glories of this world, is a lie. Bow down to my principles. Bow down to pressure. Are you listening to me? Bow down to pressure. You are supposed to do the will of God. Bow down to pressure. They are saying you should not do it. They are suggesting that you should not do God's will. In fact, sometimes they are suggesting that you even travel to another country. It comes to me where God has told you, I want you to serve me in this city. I want you to stay in this city yet. And they say, there's an opportunity. One of our sister brother is in the US. And she said, you can come and start. And you are like, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, but I can't feel it. I can't feel it. And everybody hold a meeting and say, you are a bastard. You are a useless child, born to be useless. They can't understand these things because his thoughts are not the thoughts of a mere man. His ways are not the ways of a mere man. But you have the Spirit of God and you know the things that God has freely given unto you. As you are talking now, you are sounding like an alien. You are fulfilling scripture like an alien upon the face of the earth. What kind of an idiot did I just give birth to? You know what my father told me years ago? He said, my brothers have laid a curse on my son. I will never forget my father's words. Go out and study medicine. God said I should be in. He said, my brothers have laid a curse. That's why I didn't want him to come to Benue. He said, they've laid a curse on him. How can my son be talking like that? When other people's children are coming back and are looking successful, my son, military, he refused. This one, he refused. What will I brag with? That's why he was talking. The all have dreams for us. You know, one day I sat my father down. I said, you wanted me to be a soldier. You wanted me to. I said, you've tried three things for me. What is the purpose of my life? Is it to bring you money or to fulfill God's will? He didn't want to even, he was not understanding what I'm saying. I said, now I will choose what I want to do. That's when fight started. I told him, I'm not doing anything you are telling me to do. This is what I will do. When I applied for a course and put the course, I got it at once. If not, my first jam that was very high, you know the school my father told me to put, Unsuka. They did not even remember my name, Seth. I think it was biochemistry they gave me or something. I almost swear for them when I saw the admission. One of the highest jam in my set. I did so well. The pursuit to me was like cake. And at the end, with biochemistry, me. Now, God bless everybody studying biochemistry. I didn't even tell him that there was admission for me. I just saw it and I blocked. If there was a way to block that side, I would have blocked it from my phone. Because they've been calling me Dr. Sam, Dr. Simon. I've already started arranging my doctor, you know. If there was a time on Facebook, I wouldn't change my name to Dr. Simon. Doctor, I'm telling you the truth. When I found out that this thing is like it will not enter, I just removed it sharp and I left it as Simon Thomas. The only way I can become a doctor now is through masters and PhD. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? All doctors are doctor. You start sounding like an alien. And you know, do you know Satan will bring this thing in the most difficult moment of your life? The most difficult moment. Do you know why Jesus fasted? He fasted so that he will be able to do God's will. He was more like at a bridge. I'll be on a fence. I don't know how to put it. It was that deciding moment for Jesus whether to do God's will or not. Everybody comes to that point in their life. There's a time in your life that you see all, it's as if all the forces of hell has come upon you. As you are dealing with this problem, another one will knock by the door and start. Another one will knock by the door and start. So the things that they've been telling you to do yesterday, that you refuse to do, the suggestion will start coming that season very well. Do you just, in fact, and that's why you should not be announcing your problem. Some of you start calling, I'm going through this. They'll start saying, what are you? Satan will inspire them. What are you doing here when we have given you an opportunity? Leave this country. The same thing you said no to. Now you are not even giving an answer. You say, please just allow me rest. In the night, you wake up in the night. Satan wakes you up. I say, see, you have gone through a lot. What if God is the one suggesting through this storm that you should go to that country? What if God, you start thinking scriptures, useless revelation will be aligning together. You start remembering scriptures. Satan, you know Satan quoted scripture. Can you remember? He will quote you a scripture and align it with what? And the rhema will hit your head, bam! Then the person that will now start as an antichrist in your heart may now be your pastor. Maybe you now see me with two horns. Blocking the path to your destiny. Why is it that after all this pressure, what they say, what you refused to do years ago, the trial is still coming at this point? I hope you know Jesus knelt down and said, Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass me by. If it is possible, it was not possible. There are some things that must happen. For instance, these present sufferings. It has to happen. Do you understand? But it is nothing compared to the glories. There's a time that will come. This is your hair. We will just be dripping oil. You see the way it's dry like this. It can't be compared to those days. There's a time that this beautiful angel, this orange juice, will be coming to talk with an entourage. Are you hearing orange juice? You know, I was pretending to the sister that came in last time. We were talking. I said, I don't know what is wrong with your sister. I even told her to come and meet you people. She's not here. I said, she should travel and come and meet you guys in UK now. But she told me she wants to stay. I told her, I'll go now, finish master. She said, maybe she knows what she's looking for. I said, okay, well, maybe. I don't know why she did not go. Because I knew that she wanted to fulfill God's will. That's why I consider the strongest woman of faith. That you saw UK like this, you visit, they say, stay. You say, me and my husband will have something to do in Nigeria. Not Abuja, Makurdi. Welfare quarters. You know, one time I carried Google Map. I wanted to know where I am. Do you know it's not urban? They said that we're in welfare quarters, rural. I said, my God, Makurdi rural. Yes, Makurdi rural. I said, now where David is, I'm not even in urban. This woman left everywhere and said she wants to come and be in. And you know, our land is at the extension small there. Do you understand? Interior rural. But the Bible said the sufferings of this present time cannot be compared to the glory. Do you understand? When we now have private jet and we are going from Iran to Saudi Arabia to preach the gospel, are you getting what I'm trying to say? And blow the bandits that are standing on the way and etc. People don't be wondering. Why does he need a private jet? Why do I need a private jet? Do you know about my private life? Do you know the sacrifices we have made? If God bring a private jet now, I'll use it. So that I'll go to Abuja and preach sharp and come back to Port Harcourt and be back for service in the evening on Tuesday. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? A time will come, God will say, no, I don't want these boys to be, they have tried so much. Let me give them two SUVs, so that they can be going through Kwandi and coming back sharp, you know, cultivating, arranging the crusade. For Kwandi crusade. See, Pastor, why is it that you don't like mentioning UK and US? You are just mentioning Ikpayongo and Kwandi and Okpoga. We start from Jerusalem to Judea, then to the uttermost part of the earth. I said there is no local government in this Benue. I will not preach. There is no local government. Just go and cut ticket for your village. I will enter. You say, you hear Jesus say. How's it done? Oh, it's sure. I die. You know, I was telling myself one day, I was imagining, because I've preached in a TV land before and they interpreted. But I've not preached in the Doma land that even. I'm really craving that, but I don't want to do it in the flesh because I'd be laugh. I want to be serious. Now the power of, oh, look at the interpreter. but I know, bet me, I know E will enter there, A will be pronounced. That's what I'll be waiting for.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God forevermore. Amen. Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? So that's it. So a lot of times, Satan will come at the most difficult moment. Pressed on every side. Paul said, pressed on every side. More like, he said, we are pressed on every side. Yet not what? Not what? Know what? Destroyed. We refuse to be destroyed. Although we are pressed. See, there are everywhere challenges. Paul said it in scripture. Pressed on every side. Change it is problem. Change it. That's what makes you a child of the living God. Sam, Paul, our model, said, I've learned to endure in seasons of plenty and of small. Meaning when you go back home, if there's small, eat and rejoice. If there's plenty, eat and rejoice. Don't cry. From there, Paul said, I can do all things. I can endure all things. Say, I can endure all things. I can do all things. Prove yourself. Prove yourself. Keep on working hard. Keep on pressing. Are you listening to me? Keep on pressing. Yesterday, one of our boys there called me. He said, you know, he was sacked from a job before. He used to collect around 750. They sacked him, conspired against him, sacked him. He now got another job for 500. And I said, just keep on doing it. If you have been faithful to God, he will prove himself. And lately, he got another job for 1 million. And now he has to leave this one. And as he wants to leave this one, and they now increase his salary to 1 million. They say, don't leave us. So now he's quite stuck and he called. I said, you can imagine somebody who were just talking about 750. But I told him, I said, the one starting with 1 million sounds sharp. But pray. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? You know, if your starting line is 1 million and your own is 500, you know what it means for you to double it to 500, to 1 million? It's because you thought of the new one. If I was not getting a new one, you'd have not doubled it. Do you get what I'm trying to say? So I said, but pray, let the Lord lead you. But see how God works. And that's just the starting point. Better jobs are coming. You can imagine somebody who is a dedicated tither. Always, everything in church you are doing, then you lose your job. They conspired against you. You lose your job. And he called me. He was really weighed down. I said, fret not. Keep your feet high. God is preparing you for something bigger. And when we talk like this, most times you are wondering, how will it happen? If you never were sacked from that job, you would have not gotten this other job. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? You would have not. Because sometimes we feel like that's what the best that God can do. No. And prepare your heart for big things. I want to end with that. Learn to prepare your heart for what? Big things. Learn it. Go back home. Some of you are not applying for a certain kind of job. It's only 250 you will apply. Anything 250. Anything beyond 250, you are not applying. It's not you. Go and look at jobs. They say 1.5 million. Apply. Did you hear what I said? Apply. Did you hear what I said? And like David, I said, go and be skillful. It makes it easier for grace to work. Go and be skillful. David was skillful. He tried the first time. It didn't work. His skill didn't work the first time. Skill didn't work the second time. Skill didn't work the third time. Fourth time. The fifth time, the skill worked by grace. Somebody say, if it is grace, why have I been applying? David applied that many times. Huh? Was it not the fifth time it worked? Is it grace or not? The point is that Goliath died. The point is that you now got that job that is double your former job. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So it's grace. Tell somebody, go and apply again. Shout it out. Say, go and apply again. Hallelujah to Jesus. Bow your heads and pray in the spirit. The blind I see in your name. The deaf will hear in your name. Every knee will bow in your name. In your name. In your name. The blind will see in your name. The deaf will hear in your name. Every knee will bow in your name, in your name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's Word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays, first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.